It's just about a year since the war in Iraq began, and the Pew Center for the People and the Press has conducted a global surveys project questioning people in the United States and Europe and Muslim countries about U.S. policy and other matters. Andrew Kohut, the director of the Pew Center, joins us once again. Welcome, Andrew.
Happy to be here.
First, what's the lead in terms of, say, European attitudes towards U.S. policies in the world, getting more favorable, less favorable, or about the same than previous surveys?
Growing mistrust of the United States, a less favorable view of the United States, more a view that America is conducting a unilateralist foreign policy. The numbers keep getting worse and worse. We don't see a repairing of the American image compared to a poll that we conducted in the aftermath of the war in Iraq. Europeans are holding more negative attitudes, especially in Germany and France, where only 37% and 38% have a favorable view of the U.S.
And the view of Europeans in the U.S., not much better.
Not much better. A little sign of improvement, but still the French aren't very well-liked, and the Germans are certainly less well-liked than they were a few years ago.
You've also done polling in some Muslim countries. Has the U.S. policy played well, badly, very badly in those countries?
Well, there's still a great deal of dislike of the United States. That's the prevailing view in Turkey and Jordan and Morocco.
These are friendly countries.
These are friendly. And our partner, Pakistan, large percentages of people have favorable views in these countries, except Turkey, of Osama bin Laden. There's a little less overt hatred being expressed in the current survey, but there's no sign that the Muslim publics are any less alienated toward us and other Western institutions. The EU, for example, in this survey, gets a relatively low rating, as does the UN in all of these Muslim countries. What we do see, one little bright spot.
You have one bright spot.
One bright spot, and that is the percentage of Turks, our NATO allies, saying that the U.S.-led war on terrorism they supported has gone from 28% to 37% over the last 9 months. Now, that's probably in response to those terrible bombings in Istanbul back in November. But by and large, the situation really remains very negative in the Muslim world.
We're also preoccupied this week with the bombing in Spain and with what might happen after that. You did ask Europeans and Americans their opinions of Muslims, which might come into play in European policy now. And I wish you'd share the results with us.
Well, European and American views of Muslims are pretty critical. About a third of Americans, larger percentages in Russia, and comparable numbers in Germany and Spain have an unfavorable view of Muslims generally, not Muslims outside of their countries, presumably, but Muslims inside as well. And it's clear that, on the other hand, the views of Christians in Muslim countries is even more negative. 60% of Jordanians and Pakistanis holding negative views of Christians. So it's not quite a clash of civilizations, but to a certain extent it may be getting there. One of the good signs that we see, despite all of the concerns about growing anti-Semitism, we see more favorable views about Jews in France, Germany, and Russia than we did in a survey that I conducted in 1991.
And far more negative views of Muslims than of Jews in those same countries.
Absolutely. The antagonism toward Muslims in places like Germany and Russia are pretty overt.
Andy Kohut, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
You're very welcome.
Andrew Kohut, who is the director of the Pew Center for the People and the Press.